welcome to Virtually Unbreakable podcast, where we inspire you to live healthier and more fulfilling lives. My name is Ella and I'm your host. Today we are talking about toxicity in relationships. The title of today's episode is Tired of Toxic? How to Set Boundaries with People Who Drain Us. I'm pleased to have you here with me, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Welcome to Virtually Unbreakable again. In this episode, we are tackling an important issue, an issue that impacts so many of us. How to handle toxic people and how to set boundaries with them so that we can protect our time and our energy. The reality is that we all have people in our lives who seem to constantly deplete our energy, test our patience, or make us feel bad about ourselves. We all have them. They might be in different roles. They might, in many cases, be our partner or a friend. Regardless of that, it's a very common issue. Regardless of the role they play, it's a very, very common issue. So whether really it is a demanding boss, a critical family member, a toxic friend, these type of relationships can really take a serious toll on your mental health, on your productivity, and on your overall quality of life. And the good news is that we don't have to resign ourselves to these energy draining dynamics. So this is what we're going to explore today. Talk about some strategies for setting clear boundaries, communicating our needs, and protecting our peace, even in the face of a challenging personalities. So by the end of this episode, you should have some tools you need to have to start taking back control in your life and cultivating healthy and supportive relationships that you deserve to have. So let's dive in. We all experienced it, that sense of dread when you see a certain person's name pop up on your phone or in your inbox. And maybe it's the constant complaining, maybe it's inappropriate boundary crossing, or the way they seem to thrive on drama. Whatever are the specifics, toxic people have a very unique ability to make us feel drained, overwhelmed, and less than our best selves. And the impacts of these unhealthy dynamics can really be far-reaching. So spending time with emotionally draining people has been linked to an increased levels of stress, anxiety, and even physical illness. And the constant need to walk on eggshells or overcompensate for their behavior can distract us from our own goals, our own dreams, our own self-care, and make us ignore our values. Sometimes these toxic patterns are with people we can't easily avoid, like co-workers or family members. Other times, we might choose to keep certain friendships or romantic relationships despite the red flags, you know, and it might be for different reasons. And regardless of the specifics here, tolerating disrespect, manipulation, or a constant negativity is a recipe for burnout and resentment. And in order to protect our well-being and really thrive in life, we need to identify who those people are and what can we do in the short term to minimize the negative effect they have on our life. And we need to learn how to set boundaries and prioritize our own needs, even in the face of a pushback. The first step here is really setting healthy boundaries And to do that, we need to get very clear on our own needs, values, and limits. So really, we need to get to know ourselves. What are our needs? What are our highest values? And what can we absolutely not tolerate? So what behaviors or treatment in others are we absolutely not willing to tolerate? And what actions or words make us feel disrespected, drained, or unsafe? So getting specific about your boundaries will make them much easier to communicate and enforce. Okay? Next step is communicating your boundaries in a calm and assertive way. So without blaming language or emotional outbursts, which can make the other person feel attacked and more likely to push back. So instead, what you could be using is using I statements to express how that person's behavior makes you feel and how it impacts you, right? And be very clear about the changes you need to see. For example, you might say something like, I've noticed that when we get together, the conversation very quickly turns out to you complaining about me or you complaining about work. I find it that it leaves me feeling really drained and frustrated because whenever I speak up for myself, you interrupt me and not let me finish. Moving forward, I would like to focus on more positive approach from your side and less emotional language. So as you can see here, there is no accusation. There is just fact stating. And it's really crucial, you know, to say things very clearly to your partner. Because very often, even when we say things clearly, they will not get it first time. Sometimes we have to rephrase it. Sometimes, you know, you have to say differently. But sticking to your boundaries and following through with your boundaries is essential. So if someone continues to cross the line over and over again, be prepared to remove yourself from the situation or limit contact until they demonstrate respect and willingness to respect your needs. And this might feel very uncomfortable to start with, but trust me, I've been there and it's just a matter of practice. You have to show yourself respect and you have to stand up for yourself and your values. And remember that boundary setting with people who drain you or are toxic don't have to be all or nothing. You can start with something small and work your way up. But the key is to be consistent and honor your limits, no matter how the other person reacts. Okay? I'm going to move to some examples of what has worked for me. And I hope you can relate with that. So for me, one of the powerful boundary setting strategies was a 6-hour rule. So whenever I found myself dealing with a toxic person or a draining interaction, I give myself at least 6 hours before responding. And this allows me to finish what I'm currently doing, prioritize my day, finish my tasks, and then deal with, emotions of another person. And it allows me really to process my thinking about what is it that they need from me and get clear on what I need to do. And this way, I buy myself time to create a response that is respectful and clear instead of lashing out in the heat of the moment, which happens to so many of us, right? So, for example, a long time ago, I had a friend who was always bombarding me with frantic, demanding messages, expecting a response, immediate response. And at first, I would feel really obliged to drop everything I was doing to help her. But then I started telling myself, what on earth am I doing? I'm in the middle of a working day. I've got things to finish here. So I started telling her that I will get back to you as soon as I can before the end of the day. And this really was a simple response, but it made a huge difference as it gave me the space I needed without making this person feel completely ignored. Sometimes in other situations, I used a different technique, which was very helpful for me. And that was just to say no without explanation or apology. So I used to tie myself in knots, really, trying to justify my boundaries, only to have the other person argue or trying to convince me to do something for them, for example. And now I've become much more comfortable with saying, I'm not able to do that, but thank you for understanding. The more you practice saying no, the easier it becomes. Okay? So what, but, you know, we are talking a lot about relationships and friendships here. And many of us might be in a situation that is far from perfect when we discover that we are in a romantic relationship with a person who is toxic. And we might feel that they really have a negative effect on us. And maybe they weren't toxic to start with. Maybe it started all well. But gradually, after some years, their behavior became really unreasonable and really toxic. And you feel that they really steal your time. They steal your energy. They don't support you in your growth. And maybe you can't be yourself in a relationship. You have to constantly, you know, choose the relationship rather than choose yourself, right? You are not being true to yourself. And these are very difficult situations to be in. And of course, the goal is to communicate your needs clearly and support your partner in positive change if possible. But be willing and consider leaving their relationship if toxicity continues. Because maintaining healthy boundaries is essential, of course, for your own self-care and your well-being. But if you have spoken to them, you let them know how they make you feel, and the same behavior continues, and maybe you even feel like you supported them in the try to support them in a positive change, but you've just been taken for granted and there was no response. This is not the way to live your life. Life is too short to spend it with a partner who has this type of negative, huge negative impact on your life. So what can we do? Well, we need to, of course, communicate our needs clearly and firmly. So have an open and honest conversation with them about their behavior and that they're unacceptable to you, such as constant criticism, emotional manipulation, or verbal abuse. You need to use I statements to express how their actions make you feel. For example, I feel hurt and disrespected when you yell at me in front of other people. You need to clearly state the changes you need to see in their behavior in order to continue the relationship. Okay? For example, you could say, I need you to speak to me calmly and do not yell at me or use name calling during arguments. And emphasize that you are setting this boundary for your own well-being and that you hope they will respect it. However, you are not willing to ignore this issue any further. And it's important to recognize that some people are simply unwilling or unable to change their toxic patterns, no matter how clearly you communicate your needs. And part two of this process would be to establish consequences and really follow through with them. So explain to your partner that if the unacceptable behavior continues, you will need to take specific action, such as leave the situation, limit contact with them, or even end the relationship. And of course, you should always consider your personal safety first before you speak to them. So you should not be threatening them to end the relationship if you suspect they are capable of causing risk or harm to your life or harm to your child's life. Okay? But you need to really stand up your ground and follow through consistently when the boundaries are crossed. And if they start yelling, you need to be calm and you need to say, I've asked you not to do this. I'm going to leave now and I'm not willing to have this conversation while you yell at me. We will talk later when you've calmed down. Stick to your guns, even if the partner responds with anger, guilt tripping, or other manipulative tactics. Your priority is to protect your own well-being. Reinforce the boundary each time it's crossed. So be prepared to escalate the consequences if the behavior persists. And I don't want to generalize here, but majority of the women I work with in my practice on individual basis have an issue with that. They are what we can call empathic personalities, empaths who love helping people, who love being there for others. And often they are not very confident or their self-worth is not on the level where it should be. And that makes it very hard to stop tolerating bad behavior from others. So just be aware, if you are an empath, that you might struggle with this, but that does not mean that you should not do it, that you should not reinforce the practice that I'm describing. So ultimately, if your partner, you know, is unwilling to change the disrespectful behavior, you might need to seriously consider walking away from a relationship, even if you have children with them. Life is too short to spend it with a toxic partner, like I said before. When it comes to empaths, just going briefly to that, going back to that, you can really struggle. If you are an empath, you can struggle with setting boundaries in friendships and relationships. And highly sensitive individuals who pick up on the emotional states of those around them often feel compelled to absorb the pain or distress of their partners. And this can make it challenging to distance themselves from toxic behaviors and establish really firm limits. However, it's really important for empaths to prioritize really their self-care and protect their own energy. And the work of Dr. Judith Orloff, a psychiatrist, American psychiatrist who specializes in empaths' experience, offers a very, very valuable insights and strategies that I highly recommend to you if this is something you want to explore further. So Dr. Orloff has written a book called The Empath Survival Guide that provides practical tools for empaths to recognize their boundaries, manage overwhelming emotions, and disengage from draining relationships when necessary. And for empaths navigating difficult partnerships, there are loads of resources that Dr. Orloff has in her personal space. So, you know, in this episode, we've explored lots of different aspects of toxicity and draining people. And hopefully you have some takeaways here. But just briefly to summarize them, we need to get crystal clear on our own needs, values, and limits. Okay, so we need to get to know ourselves first.
understand what we stand for and what we are not able to tolerate. Then secondly, we need to communicate our boundaries in a calm, assertive way using I statements. We need to follow through and be prepared to remove ourselves from a situation if boundaries are continually crossed. And we can start small and build up our boundary setting skills, because that will make it easier. And practice self-compassion. And remember that you deserve to have energy, you deserve to have happiness, and you deserve your own peace in life. Boundaries are an ongoing process, not a one-off limit, right? So there will be setbacks and challenges in your life with setting boundaries, but when you have patience and when you show consistency, this can really transform your relationships. So I really encourage you to give it a go and try your best, and over time you will find it gradually easier. So thank you so much for listening to me today. I hope this was helpful. Remember that you can claim the control back in your life, and you can really surround yourself with people who uplift you and energize you, and not with people who drain you and leave you hopeless and overwhelmed. You have the power to create healthy, fulfilling relationships that you deserve. And if you're lacking resources, do check our website. It's just underneath this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did enjoy it, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you would like to receive further resources on mental well-being, creating a positive self-image, and building a supportive relationship, make sure you check our website, which is virtuallyunbreakable.co. You can also book your mindset makeover. The details for that are below in the link. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Virtually Unbreakable podcast, delivered next week on Wednesday.